Thanks to Kemmel Records and DC 101, we do like a twofers all day long. The Grease Man here, 4321101, my telephone number. Partly cloudy today, 73 degrees, tomorrow sunny and cool, but high 70. Right now it's 67, let's snatch up that telephone. Hello?
Nino.
Yeah?
I got a problem, but I wonder if you could help me out a little.
What's the problem? Go ahead, buddy.
Got an estrogen-laden lady. Man, she's great. She's great in the hobble department. She's great in the gobble department.
What's the problem?
Scared of fresh packing.
What's that?
Scared of fresh packing.
She is?
Yeah.
Well, what do you need me to do?
I wonder if you give her a call, give her a little reinsurance.
All right. Buddy, have you attempted it at all?
What?
Have you attempted?
Yeah.
And she just stopped you immediately?
Yeah, she just scared to death of it.
All right. What's the number over there?
843.
What's her name?
Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Tanya. And what's your name?
I'm Chuck.
All right, Chuck. How old is this thing?
30.
30?
Yeah, buddy.
So she's been around a while?
Yeah, a little while.
All right. Is she your girlfriend?
Yes, my fiance.
All right. I'll see if I can help you out of the fire department, all right?
Okay. Hey, look, she's going to be leaving the house in about 15 minutes.
I'm going to call her right now. See you later.
Okay, thank you, Nate.
Yep, bye-bye. Let me dial that little missy and see what I can do so that little gentleman can have the old brown view. Let me call that little honey. 5 before 9. Grease Man with Chuck talking on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Tanya.
Yes.
It's the Grease Man, DC 101 calling. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Your boyfriend or your fiance, Chuck, called me.
Yes.
And he asked me to call you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Good, good, good. Chuck, tell me some very distressing news.
He did?
Yep.
What did he tell you?
He tells me that while you are an aficionado of hobble and gobble, you draw the line of third person.
Yes, I do.
Well, honey, the marriage is doomed for failure unless you allow Chuck his ultimate pleasure.
Yes, I do.
He tells me you don't. He tells me you refuse to allow him to skewer that sweet puckered gem.
I deny that. I deny giving him that.
Well, no, he says you won't let him.
I won't.
Well, Tanya, why not?
Because it's not natural.
It's not natural?
No, it's not.
What? I can't believe, you know, the ancient civilizations that was heralded as a very special gem to be saved.
There's other things to do.
Yeah, but all roads lead to Rome.
Just as much pleasure.
Well, no, honey, you don't understand. That other things can become tedious and tiresome. This, yeesh. Yeesh, she's yours. I mean, oh. Honey, you could work up to it.
How?
You start very gently.
No. I don't want to do that.
Honey?
Yes?
Do you want your marriage to be successful?
Yes.
Do you want to make Chuck as happy as you can?
Of course I do.
Do you want to be together for a long, long time?
Forever and ever.
Well, let's start first, brother! I mean, honey, this is ridiculous, the fact that you would, you have to experiment. You could start with perhaps a pinky.
With a pinky?
A pinky, just to accommodate yourself. And then gradually move up to the ring thing, huh? And, before you know it, you'll be ready for the thumb. He'll be carting you around like a bowling ball.